Hello again, this is Pastor Tony Alamo. We're going to be concluding part 7, we hope, this evening, of how the Roman Antichrist cult, government, and media, how the nation, the actual nation, the world nation, is posing, is infiltrated into the United States of America, and is now posing as U.S. government, Army, Navy, Marines, whatever, and also administration. We also have a few letters to read and some other scriptures. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint out this service with His outward anointing, the anointing for the ministry. Father, open up every eye, spiritual eye, and every spiritual ear so that they can hear what the Spirit says and they can see what the Spirit is showing them for immortality, for living right at the threshold before Christ comes back to earth again. We see it in the diseases here on earth that you're cursing the earth with, and also we see it in the different other plagues that you're pouring down upon the earth, and we know that they're going to get worse and worse. People may be rebuilding different areas that you've knocked down, but you'll knock them down again for sure. It's your word, it's your promise, and your promises, your word is true, and your promises are true. Lord, we ask that you strengthen the church and that you, through this message, will win many thousands, millions, or even billions of souls. We ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, let's, where's the first letter from?
From Fresno, California.
Okay.
May the Lord bless all the children of God. Tony, yes, I received the package. Thank God for Jesus, and also thanks to you. God sent me to Mexico to preach His holy and lively word, and God has been saving a lot of souls there through your literature. But they are in need of Bibles and more literature. I am sending you the address where you can send what they need in the name of Jesus. Amen. My wife and son are there. Maximiano from Fresno, California.
All right. Now, do you have another letter?
Yes. From Malawi, Africa.
All right.
Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, I greet you in the big holy name of our Lord who is coming soon. I thank you for your ministries, for the miraculous work that the pastor is doing in sending me your last package of newsletters, Bibles, and your nice preaching tapes. When hearing them, it is as if I see you with my eyes as you are preaching in the pulpit in front of the people in the church. Since I have received your package, so many people have come to witness about the message that you do preach, and at least each and every one had to ask me to write you for more cassettes and even Bibles, please. About 20 people have repented, and they are members of our group of Hospital Bible Study. They have come every week to listen to your cassette sermons, and they have promised to work, to read, and to pray for the ministry so that God should give more power and encourage the whole ministry to pray for them. Among these people, there is also the chief who has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and members of the staff, plus the hospital patients, by reading through your World Newsletter magazines. Let me trouble you by asking you, God, through prayer in the Lord's name, to send me the following. Prayer cassettes or videotapes to use during Bible study.
That doesn't trouble me at all when people are asking for tapes and literature, Bibles. This makes my soul rejoice in me. And the mind, that is the mind of Christ in me, is rejoicing as well. And I'm sure every person that is of the Lord in our ministry and in other ministries all over the world that are hearing this tape are rejoicing as well. Then, go ahead.
Holy Bibles for our Bible study group, 10 or more, the Messiah books, a large print Bible, a cassette tape box, and many tapes to be distributed to members of our Bible study group. Remember us in your daily prayers and give us to Jesus so that we be much encouraged to the words and be filled with the Holy Spirit. May God bless you all in all time of prayer. Looking forward to hearing from you, Pastor. Yours in Jesus' name, Walter, from Livingstonia, Malawi, Africa.
Praise the Lord. We give you to Jesus, but you, I'm sure you've given yourself to the Lord as well. Realize one thing, that when you're distributing this literature and the souls are being saved, that you're going to be under attack by Satan. But remember one thing, when the pressure comes, that the pressure is the very thing that the Lord is looking for. Well, he's really looking upon you at a time like that to see that you trust him 100%. Pressure makes you, what he's doing is allowing that to happen so that you'll be stronger in the Lord. Pressure makes me stronger. And the more pressure that comes upon me, and I've had plenty of it down through these past 41 years that I've been in the ministry, it's made me stronger and stronger and stronger. And one thing that we must always be is a good testimony in our home. That doesn't mean to just be smiling all the time, but to reprove and to rebuke those of our own household, and to, when we see Satan cropping up in them, to put pressure on them. And when we do, many times they'll be attempting to put pressure on us, but we have the power of God in us and they don't. And so remember, brother, when the pressure comes, that this is doing nothing but going to squeeze the gospel. Okay, it'll come forth out of your mouth to millions of others. That pressure just makes me want to preach all the more. It squeezes the Spirit of God into me. I read it. I know I have to. I must stay close to the Lord in prayer, and it just issues out of me like a dispenser. This is my dispensation of time and yours, and let's take full advantage of it. Many people that are not bold, they can take the literature that I've written, that God has given me, and if you're not bold to go to a person and talk to him about the Lord, that's a great way to open up a door for you to meet people and to get a conversation started. It's just simply saying, have you had one of these pieces of literature? Take this, or have you gotten one of these? And they'll say, well, what is it? And then that'll be an open door for you to witness to them. So distributing literature is the best way on the face of this earth to break the ice with other people. People in Times Square, New York City, around Rockefeller Center, around the Empire State Building, around the docks, everywhere there's like thousands of people. Tremendous open doors to witness and testify. All you need to do is to stand there, and you can distribute thousands of pieces of literature every day there. This is the best way to win souls to the Lord. If you don't know the Bible well enough, what you can do is you can surely distribute a piece of literature. If you don't know the Word well enough, if you're not bold enough to just come up to a person and start witnessing and testifying to them, you can ask them if they'd gotten one of these yet, and 9 chances out of 10 they're going to say, what is it? And you'll be able to hand them the tract, say it's gospel literature, it's the Lord is coming back to earth again, and everybody needs to read this, because the Lord died to give you a chance to enter into his world. Now, this entire world system down here has fallen away, and they're no longer citizens of the kingdom of heaven. But the Lord stated that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the King of heaven, and he wants his will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And so what he's done is he wants you to be reunited to him so that you can be a citizen of the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of heaven is right here on earth now, because we who have already been regenerated are bringing this message to you, that the Lord doesn't want you to be a foreigner any longer. If you go to Israel or some other country, you can be there, but you're not really a citizen of it. You're still a citizen if you live here in the United States, of the United States. If you live in Africa and you come to the United States for a visit, you're here, but you're still a citizen of Africa. We're here in this world, and the Lord came into this world. He says that we're in the world, but we're not, after we get saved, but we're not citizens of this world. We may be here, but after we become born-again Christians, we're still citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And we're like sheep among wolves. They're going to try to kill you. They're going to try to persecute you in every kind of way there is. They're going to lie about you. They're going to backbite you, talk about you behind your back, and say they don't understand what you're all about. It's because they're carnal. And it's impossible for carnal people to understand the spiritual realm. They just don't. It seems foolishness unto them that a person would be led by the Holy Spirit, that would be led by the Word of God. They're corrupt and they're bitter and they're evil. And there's no other way to look at it. But the Lord wants to establish His kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. He says, "Thy will be done, thy kingdom come here on earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Amen?
Amen.
Now, you know, we live under a democracy here in the United States. Democracies, are supposed to be ruled by the people. In other words, the people can change the laws. Amen?
Amen.
But in a kingdom, the king makes the laws, and they're unchangeable. Amen?
Amen.
You cannot change the word of God, the word or the law of the kingdom of God. And so, therefore, God owns this earth, and therefore He sent His ambassadors here to take charge of this earth that belongs to Him in the first place. So He sent us as ambassadors here to keep His commandments and to rule the world. And therefore, He calls us kings and priests. Amen?
Amen.
Those of us that are His rulers here on earth. Now, not everybody is a ruler, but He wants you to take rulership over your body, over sin. He doesn't want you to sin anymore. And He wants you to take power and dominion over Satan. So, in essence, you are a ruler. Amen? A king and a priest. And priest means that you're able to be connected to where your actual citizenship belongs. It belongs in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So if you're a citizen of heaven, you want to keep in communication with it. Amen?
Amen.
So you communicate with the Lord by reading His Word, because His Word is King. And you cannot change that Word. It's unchangeable. He will not allow anyone to change it. Anyone that thinks that the democracy or that you as a person can change His Word, you're condemned, because you're doubting His Word that says that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So when God sends us as ambassadors into the world, that means that we're really from heaven, but He sends us in here to take power and dominion over, to be rulers here on this earth. And even though we are kings and priests in this earth, the Bible still says that He's the King of us kings and the Lord of us lords. Amen? So that means that we don't own it, that He still is the King of heaven and of earth. Now, the devil is like the ruler of this world at the moment, but that's why He sent us into this world as ambassadors, to take back the earth by winning people into the kingdom, so that there's not so many earthly or carnal people in the world. And He said that people should fear the rulers. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so let's read that scripture. First of all, let's read in the dictionary what a lord is. He says, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. A lord is somebody that owns something. Amen? The Lord owns heaven and He owns earth. And the Bible says that He owns us. And He'll do with us what He will. If we do what He says, He will, because He owns us, let us enter into His kingdom. And then if we don't do what he says that we are to do, he'll send us into a place that he has prepared for Satan and his angels. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so let's read what a lord is. And from is this Webster's dictionary?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so just read it.
One who has power and authority, as from headship or leadership.
Right. See, Bush does not, or any president, doesn't own this world. And so, therefore, a president is not a lord. Amen?
Amen.
Now, in England, they have lordships and so on in their government over there. But it's... this is just some kind of a custom that doesn't really mean anything, because they don't own this world. They don't own their own life. Amen?
Amen.
And they certainly don't own the kingdom of God. They don't own anything except their soul. They can allow it to go where God wants it to go, or they can let it go where God wants it to go if they don't do what he says, because God is the owner of everything. Amen?
Amen.
He even owns hell. That's why he can unlock that door down there and put you in there, but he will never unlock it and let you out if he puts you in there. All right, so what is the Lord?
A master, ruler, governor, prince.
Okay, so we that are lords, that we belong to the Lord, and he's made given us lordship over the earth here, and certainly over certain sections of this earth, we are the master. All right? Isn't that what the Bible says?
Amen.
Okay. He's called us to take power and dominion over evil. People that don't believe that. Okay, then what else?
One who has authority as from possession or property rights. A proprietor, as the lord of a mansion. A head of a household.
Okay, that's good enough. So that's the head of a household. So, and a lord or a husband, it shows that it's a husband also, that's the Lord. And some people think that the woman is supposed to rule the man. But the Bible tells us different. The king, the Lord, the word tells us that the man is over the woman. Amen?
Amen.
They are to obey their husbands. The wife is to obey her husband. And that's in the Lord. Now, the Bible tells also a man to love his wife. But the wife doesn't want any love. Well, then he's not under that obligation. Amen?
Amen.
And that he's to give her love if it's due. If she's not talking bad or backbiting him, or if she's not conspiring in the household against him, or conspiring in the neighborhood or the church against him. These are all things. So they're not due any sort of benevolence from their Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so let's now I think that's enough on that. You go read the scripture that I told you to.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God, and the powers that...
Why? Because he's the Lord of heaven and earth. Amen?
Amen.
Not the world system, because he's destroying. He already destroyed that by destroying Satan. But he's the owner of everything. There is anything that does not allow God to own them, it's going to be burnt to a crisp. They're just chaff. Okay, then what?
The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power...
Now, is the power that is ordained of God this satanic world government that allows abortion and is trying to take God's word, which is the authority, out of the world?
No.
No. So the authorities are those that are ordained of God. God has not ordained this Antichrist government. That's clear, isn't it?
Amen, yes.
Okay, if it's anti-Christ or anti-God's word or anti the authorities of God, then they're not ordained of God. They are anti-Christ, anti-God. All right, then what?
Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God.
Now, in other words, the power that God has given the authorities, the kings and priests here on earth, they don't obey them. Well, then they're resisting God. And so the power that has no other alternative but to resist them and give no place to them. No place. That means zero. Okay, then what?
And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
Right. If you resist what the Lord commands you to do, some people say, I love God, and yet they get so angry when you teach them these scriptures. The scriptures are God. Amen?
Amen.
And so you're angry at God, and so you're defiant against God, and also you are a person that is a witch according to these same scriptures. And the Lord will not suffer a witch to enter heaven. All right, so I have many other scriptures, Mark, but I want to get finished with part 7 of the Roman Antichrist government agents in this country and claiming to be United States agents. And they are also in other nations claiming to be British agents, and in Germany being German agents of German government, their original government. And they're not. They're all Roman, Catholic, Antichrist agents. All right, where did we leave off now?
Measuring up.
This is measuring up. All right, let's hear it.
Our enemies are spiritual enemies. They are satanic spirits who do their work against us in the bodies of weak humans. They are easily detected.
In the bodies of weak humans and in the spirits of weak spirits. They are weak towards God, but very strong towards Satan. They are satanic. They're owned by Satan. They're possessions. They're possessed by him. When I own something, I possess it. When Satan owns you, you are one of his many possessions. And when the Lord owns you, well, then you're one of the Lord's possessions. And if he possesses you, you're never offended at his word. His word is king. Amen?
Amen.
And his word is king over kings and lord over every lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's go.
They are easily detected, but only after we know the correct meaning of the Word of God. When we know the Word of God, we contrast the things they are doing with the Word of God. When we see them do the exact opposite of what God tells everyone to do in His Word, we see that they are not followers of Christ, but followers of the devil, for anything other than God is Satan.
Now, and what does the psalmist David say? That someone that smites him of the Lord, he says that it's a kindness. Amen?
Amen.
It's a kindness. But people that are possessions of Satan consider that that's evil. In other words, they're saying that the Word of God is not king of kings and lord over lords. They just say that's evil, because they have been brainwashed or damaged into democracy. God is not a democracy. God, a democracy, the people can change. In a democracy, people can change the law. Amen?
Amen.
They can just vote and whatever the majority rules. If they say that abortion is fine, well then, okay. They're going to make it a law that the general public wants to have abortion. And it's legal then. Or if they want to say that you're not supposed to let anyone divorce just because of the fact that they commit adultery or fornication, or that they're lesbians or homosexuals, when that's the law, because the general public in a democracy voted that it's all right. But in the kingdom, God never changes. His word never changes. And when he says, he means. Amen?
Amen.
And when you come at the end of the line, he's going to judge you by the law. And not because that you believed in democracy, because God is a theocracy. He is a dictator. You may not like that word, but his word is settled in heaven, and you cannot vote. It doesn't make any difference if the majority of people here in this world want to change one of his laws to say that you can abort babies or that homosexuality is all right. That will not change God's word. His word is king and law. And anyone that is a ruler of the Lord, and there's people in his household, whether it's a son, a daughter, a wife, that does not want to obey God's word, that person is not to give them any benevolence. And if it's a son that just rises up against God's word and begins doing things that are totally against God's word, you're supposed to spank him. Now, that's the word of God, and the democracy here says that you're not supposed to do that. But is it better to listen to God so that your son will grow up a godly man, or your daughter will grow up godly, or is it better to listen to Dr. Spock, that reprobate?
Better to listen to God.
Yeah, we ought to listen to God, amen?
Amen.
If we want to enter the kingdom of heaven, because to not discipline your children is against God's law. Amen?
Amen.
And so they just say that you're a horrible person. And it seems like anyone today can open their own website, and they can put anything on it and just say that you allow people to be spanked. What I always do with my children, I always did, is I always reason with them first when I see them doing something. And then I'll take privileges away from them. And if that doesn't do any good, well, I have no alternative. Years ago, I mean, but to give them a little spanking. And if that doesn't work, then I'll give them a good one. When I was a child, I used to get spanked, okay? And it made me know the difference between good and evil, and I knew right from wrong, okay? Sometimes I got spanked for things I didn't do. And that's one thing you should never, ever do. Of course, we love our children. The Bible says if you love them, you're going to discipline them. Amen?
Amen.
And so I don't care what the theocracy, the democracy says. They vote that you're not supposed to. And that's why you see children killing their school chums. That's why you see them committing fornication and abortion and everything else, because they believe in democracy rather than the kingdom. There's a great difference between the kingdom, a kingdom, and a democracy. Remember, God owns the world and the heaven, and he owns everything in it. And he's going to do with you what he will, according to his word. And there's nothing that you can do to change that. Vote, if you will. It won't change it. You can change this world, and you have already, to be as reprobate or a big reject of God as it is, but still, God shall reject you. You're a reject of God. Okay, so now let's continue on here.
They are blind leaders who lead their entire congregations, quote, into the ditch, unquote, Matthew chapter 15, verse 14. This means they shall all spend eternity in the lake of fire. We must have the knowledge of God. God states, quote, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, unquote. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6.
Right, the Bible says, the law is for the lawless. In other words, if somebody is trying to kill your wife or your children, that you're to call the law on them. Amen?
Amen.
And if the law won't come and do it, well, then you're to hire somebody to stand watch. Now, we don't have any guns, bullets, bombs, or anything in our organization, but we do have watchmen. Amen?
Amen.
And they will turn you over to the police if you try anything funny over here against my sons, my daughter, against my wife. Because it's my wife, okay? And I'm commanded by the Lord to protect her and to care for her. And it's my children, and I'm supposed to not only discipline them, but to protect them as well. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
By this he means they are destroyed by their lack of the knowledge of God. Here the word, quote, destroyed, unquote, means they will spend eternity in the lake of fire. If we truly are the members of Christ's body, the church, his bride, the New Jerusalem, the kingdom of heaven, we will warn people of the wrath of God which is soon to come, just as Christ, the prophets, and the apostles did. The higher powers. God's infallible word states, quote, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, unquote. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. The higher powers are, quote, the ministers of God, unquote. Romans chapter 13, verse 4. Why? Because, quote, there is no power but of God, unquote.
Right, and they say that these people care for your soul. Okay, then what else?
That was Romans chapter 13, verse 1. And God's power is not the one world antichrist, cult, government, or media. These are the powers of the devil. Again, Christ said, quote, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, unquote. Not to Rome, Rome's antichrist, Satan, the dragon.
No, Rome doesn't own the world. God owns Rome. Amen?
Amen.
God owns the ground there. And God is soon going to allow Rome to burn again, and this time, finally. And then the inhabitants thereof that are not repentant are going to spend eternity burning forever in hell in the lake of fire. Then what?
Again, Christ said, quote, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, unquote. Not to Rome, Rome's antichrist, Satan, the dragon, or Rome's one-world government and media.
Right, God said he's going to burn them all. Then what else?
That was Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Again, God's authorities on earth are his ministers, those who minister his word. Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 4. We must never read or listen to the heresy in the new, quote, Bibles, unquote, which have been printed under the direction of Satan's Antichrist in Rome, who is given his power by Satan, the great red dragon.
Now, they all say that God is just going to forgive you and that he is always, he loves you unconditionally, and that is not true. With God, there's conditions with everything. He says, if you do well, then I'll do this. But if you don't, that's conditional. This is all conditional. You don't, you'll go to hell. Amen?
Amen.
Keep my commandments and live. Break my commandments and die eternal death. All right? He says, live a godly life and you'll be enter into the kingdom of heaven. But if you live an ungodly life, you will spend eternity in hell. That's all conditional. If you do good, you go to heaven. If you do evil, you go to hell. That's conditional, my friends, okay?
Amen.
And he's no respecter of persons. And I don't care, you know, you see all kinds of people that are preaching this wonderful message of just, you know, God is love, 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 but they're the most evil people in the world, and you'll see how calm and collected they are when you start preaching the truth to them. The devil is just pops and cracks out of them, just like a thorn bush you can hear in a fire. You can hear it popping and a cracking. They get so angry, it's unbelievable. Then what?
These new Bible versions exalt the world government beast, Rome's enforcement agency. They are Satan's Roman Antichrist one world government Bibles.
Yeah, they say that the secular government is the rulers. They are not. Then what?
There are many new Bibles which Satan provides for you. One of them is the Amplified Version, which says, quote, let every person be loyally subject to the governing civil authorities, unquote.
And that is Antichrist doctrine. And if you believe a little leaven leavens the whole lump. The Bible says that we must let the Lord's word enter into us like yeast. When you put yeast into bread, it just permeates the whole bread and makes it swell up until it's just incredibly full of the word. The Bible says, but a little leaven is like a yeast also, an evil yeast. It enters into your soul and it contaminates the entire soul. But the word of God comes into you, and it will grow up like a mustard seed. Amen?
Amen.
It just swells up. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The civil authorities, such as the Nazis, who have murdered and continue to murder millions of people. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. The civil authorities say homosexuality is honorable, even though God said demonic spirits such as this are condemned. A lack of space doesn't allow me to tell you all the other things God said are sin, such as abortion, which is, in the eyes of God, first-degree murder and is punishable by eternity in the lake of fire, as well as all the other sins that the civil authorities condone and protect. Civil authorities are not voted in by God, but by unregenerated people, unconsecrated people, people who are, quote, dead in trespasses and sins, unquote.
Yeah, the civil authorities, they're actually possessions of Satan. They're actually democracy, not a kingdom, the exact opposite of kingdom. Democracy, they can change the rules anytime they want. Do you know how many times the laws are changed every year? So many thousands of times that the people that are making the laws can't even keep up with them. But in heaven, in the Word of God, the law is plain and it's settled and that's it. It never changes. You don't have to worry about the Word of God changing on you at all. You can trust in the Word of God with all your heart. Amen?
Amen.
Trust in the Lord, the Word of God, with all your heart. And what?
Lean not to your own understanding.
And lean not unto your own understanding, and not to any other man's understanding, like the people that the Democrats or the Republicans. Amen?
Amen.
The Word of God never changes. That's the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that worth saying hallelujah for?
Amen.
Amen. We don't have to worry about it changing. My God, I mean, you can just go without watching the news or anything for a year, and all of a sudden they'll say, hey, what are you doing? Well, the same thing I've always done. I'm like, oh, you're breaking the law. What law? Well, they say that you can't do this. Oh, you always used to be able to do that. And they say, no, it's all changed now. Amen?
Amen.
That doesn't happen with the Word of God. It's settled forever. It's like a standard. Amen?
Amen.
You can raise that standard up and stand on it. It's a solid rock, Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
That was Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 4 states that God's authorities are His ministers, those who preach His word, those who fear Him and keep His commandments. Those who are God's authorities, God's ministers, are the ones in the world you must fear if you intend to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, the governing civil authorities are not the higher powers. God's ministers are the only ministers of God's power. Quote, there is no power but of God, unquote. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. The governing civil authorities must be subject to the higher powers, but will they be? The answer is no. Rome is given its power not by God, but by Satan, the great dragon. There is no justice in the world because Rome's satanic cult government and media are the civil carnal authorities. This includes all those who are its puppets, its mouth, the media. However, no matter what Satan is doing in the world today, we are commanded by God not only to expose them, but to love our enemies. We are to bless them that curse us, to do good to those that hate us. We are not to bomb them or blow them and their tiny little children up, and to pray for those who despitefully use us and persecute us. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. This does not mean we are to love the devil. We are commanded to hate him. We are to hate the deeds of the people, but not to hate the people. We are to love the whole world by telling them the truth, the only truth in this world, which is filled with lies. We, the ministers of God, who are God's authorities on earth, would never instruct anyone to murder unless we wanted to spend eternity in hell with Satan, his angels, and all the other unrepentant sinners who follow him. We would never, under any circumstance, plan the massacre at Waco, which the satanic Roman civil authorities called a, quote, turkey shoot, unquote. Tapes of David Koresh preaching show that he did not think he was Jesus or God. He exalted our Lord Jesus Christ.
That was the lie the news media told. Then what else?
The media, who God said is the mouth of Satan, told you another pack of lies regarding him, just as they have told you lies about many other people of God for centuries.
Including myself. Then what?
You can order tapes with David Koresh preaching the true gospel, which show him to be a true Christian, from the address below. However, I do disagree with his earning money by the sale of
the cups. Give me the address below, so, because they can't see that on tape. This is in my literature.
Okay. It says, 8 audio tapes of David Koresh's sermons and his unfinished literature, the decoded message of the 7 seals of the Book of Revelation. You can order it from Mount Carmel Survivors Memorial Fund, Incorporated, P.O. Box 120, Axtell, Texas. That's A-X-T-E-L-L, Texas. The zip code 76624. And the phone number is 817-754-2146.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
However, I do disagree with his earning money by the sale of guns and with his possession of carnal weapons, because the Lord forbids it. We could never and would never plan the bombing of the Oklahoma Federal Building or the destruction of the World Trade Center. This sort of cruelty is what made the Antichrist Roman Vatican cult infamous for hundreds and hundreds of years. The Bible and history plainly tell us these things. The above-mentioned atrocities are the work of Rome's satanic Nazi party. Heaven, by the Holy Spirit, has uncloaked her. Satan's cult, government, and media are no longer a mystery to most of the thinking population of the world. These satanic Roman Nazis have deceitfully wormed their way into the very fabric of the U.S. administration, as well as into the fabric of the administrations of all the other countries of the world. They have deceitfully weaseled their way into the very fabric of the former true and excellent United States government, which was drafted by our founding fathers. True American government is of the people, by the people, and for the people, under God's word, the Bible. God's authorities would never burn anyone at the stake just because they don't believe as they do, although the Roman Catholic cult has done this for centuries. A Christian nation would never condone the sin of homosexuality. Those who walk in the love of Christ, which is the keeping of God's commandments, 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, consistently warn all sinners, including homosexuals, of the truth. That truth is that they have a demon possession. If they submit themselves to Christ, he will cast that filthy, unclean spirit out of them, so they don't have to spend eternity burning in the lake of fire. Christians would never tell the lie that it's all right to commit first-degree murder, abortion.
Now, I also hear these supposed-to-be Christian TV programs saying that God loves homosexuals. No, he doesn't. He loves you if you repent from homosexuality and you become a born-again Christian, a son of God. He does not love homosexuals, adulterers, fornicators, liars, or any other kind of a sinner. All right? And so I see this Joni or Jody Lamb, whatever her name is, saying how much God loves homosexuals. And you see these Nellie homosexuals on her program just saying, yes, I know God loves me and all this sort of stuff. And we know that God hates the sin of homosexuality. All right? There's many, I had read to you the other day the first chapter of Romans, and also you can read about this in the Old Testament. All right, then what else?
Because we would be telling people to do something that will send their souls to hell and to the lake of fire forever. We would never approve adultery, which is when a man commits fornication with another man's wife. Although Satan's cult, Roman government, and media condemn the Bible because they know the Bible condemns them, the true members of Christ's body, his church, his bride, the New Jerusalem, heaven, insist that the whole world read the Bible and do what it says if they want to be saved from the lake of fire. I provide Bibles for all those who can't afford them. God's authorities, his ministers, would never pay billions of dollars to farmers to not grow food, as the Vatican's world government does. Give true members of Christ's body, God's authorities, those billions of dollars, and Christ in us will see to it that the whole hungry, thirsty, and naked world is fed, given drink, and clothed, just as Jesus commands us to do. We do it as much as we can with what little we have, because Christ said, quote, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me," unquote. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. Anyone who murders someone is the same as murdering Christ, because inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these his brethren, ye have done it unto him. Quote, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," unquote, as our substitute, so that men would be saved, rather than be murdered by Roman Nazi Antichrist cultists, their government, and Satan's blasphemous media, who encourages all these wicked things. John chapter 3, verse 16. God's authorities are constantly being lied about, persecuted, falsely prosecuted, threatened, imprisoned, and murdered by the Antichrist. However, God's higher authorities...
The Antichrist government, a cult, a media, then what?
However, God's higher authorities here on earth would never send assassins to murder those who render any kind of evil against us. This is because God commands us and everyone else, quote, "Thou shalt do no murder," unquote. Matthew chapter 19, verse 18.
Right, and just to say thou shalt not kill, it says thou shalt not do any murder. Amen?
Amen.
Now, if somebody's trying to kill you, that wouldn't be murder if you tried to restrain them and they accidentally got hurt or died. That would not be murder. That would be self-defense, and it would be they would get maybe killed, but that when you're not planning. Murder means when you're planning somebody, scheming to kill somebody. Now, it's probably some people will take issue with what I'm saying here, but he does not say thou shalt not kill. Not the Old Testament, not the New Testament either. Somebody changed that. It's murder that the Lord hates, because many people have killed people accidentally, and he even provided cities for them to flee to. Now, if it's an accident and somebody's trying to murder your child or your wife or you, and you're trying to stop them, Jesus never tried to stop him because he knew that was his time to die. Amen?
Amen.
And that's why he did. He allowed, he said, no one can take my life. I laid my life down, and I'll raise it back up again, too. All right, then what?
We who are God's authorities, his ministers, the higher powers, would never try to rule this present world, because this present world is not only condemned, but is soon to burn up. Only a fool would try to rule something that is condemned, soon to be destroyed. Only those who are members of Satan, the great red dragon's Roman Antichrist government, cult, and media, would be so foolish. Once loved, now hated. We see Rome's satanic Nazi Fourth Reich using United States troops to murder the leaders and peoples of nations so that the Roman Antichrist can place his own like-minded leaders in the place of those he ordered to be assassinated or murdered. These actions are causing all the nations of the world to hate the people of the United States of America. We who were once the most loved nation are now the most hated. The Antichrist in Rome doesn't allow his world-controlled media to fully tell the truth about what the people of other nations think about us or why they think this way. They hate us because of what the Antichrist, through the high-ranking Roman Nazi agents, which have infiltrated our government, is doing to them. When these nations respond to the Roman Nazi agents' unholy aggression, which is coming from the U.S. through the orders of the Antichrist in Rome, the Pope's media and his puppets lead us to believe we should go to war against them. Would you not hate someone who's bombing you, your family, and your friends for no apparent reason?
Well, you'll say the reason is because they bombed the World Trade Center, but there's evidence, according to Mr.
Peeler,
that it was our supposed to be government agents that did it and helped with it. Amen?
Amen.
And so we see that these terrorists are, they don't have enough money to wage war against the United States, but they terrorize. That's what they're doing. They're saying, you killed our people, and you're over there killing them, and so we're going to kill you. Because it seems like the whole population of the United States is for the war. Now, a lot of people are saying we're not for the war, and so you haven't seen that much terrorism here in the United States lately, because they are beginning to realize that we have good people here too, that the government officials are not speaking for us, the general public. Amen?
Amen.
We, the people, don't want war, and they know that. That's why they have to bomb Pearl Harbor and bomb World Trade Center and the federal building to try to get us ticked off enough to go out and fight whoever they say it is that did it. They certainly don't want anybody to know who really did it, right?
Amen.
Because they fear that somebody for sure would get ticked off and go after them. Because many people's sons and daughters were killed over there. Somebody, their loved ones, their dads, and they're never coming back. Okay, then what?
Quote, I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war, unquote. Psalms chapter 120, verse 7. God's word states that in the last days, Satan would deceive the whole world. Revelations chapter 12, verse 9. This has happened. You, the people of the world, are deceived. Everything that God is telling you is the real truth. However, you believed the Antichrist rather than Christ. How do you expect to escape the never-ending torments of hell and the lake of fire when you stand before God's great white throne of judgment for your belief in Satan rather than God? You believed Satan rather than God and God's Son, who died and shed his blood for you. This is the same as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, which is unforgivable on earth and in heaven. How do you expect to escape the judgment of hell and the never-ending torments when you in hell shall be cast into the lake of fire? Entering heaven and escaping the pit of hell and the lake of fire is possible simply by believing in God and proving it by doing what he commands, rather than letting Satan tempt you into sin. Satan wants you to spend a never-ending eternity in the lake of fire with him. Christ and his saints' kingdom is, quote, not of this world, unquote. John chapter 18, verse 36. The saints of God look forward to another world, which is the eternal kingdom of heaven, a heaven filled with holy pleasures forevermore, happiness and joy. Why should we be concerned with this present world, when concern for it would cost us our eternal souls? Quote, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Unquote. Mark chapter 8, verses 36 through 37. How could we win one soul by obeying the corrupt Antichrist laws which Satan has belched into the world today? If I and the other people of God don't tell the world and the people in civil government who the higher powers are, how can they be saved? The answer is that they would not be saved. Quote, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, because the world already was and still is condemned, but that the world through him might be saved, unquote. John chapter 3, verse 17. The world with its Roman Catholic civil authorities is already condemned. This is why Christ came into the world to save them and all the other sinners. The Apostle Paul stated, quote, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, unquote. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Jesus said, quote, he that believeth on him, Christ, who is the word of God, is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, unquote. John chapter 3, verse 18. Quote, and his name is called the word of God, unquote. Revelation chapter 19, verse 13. Quote, whosoever believeth in him, the word of God, should not perish, but have everlasting life, unquote. John chapter 3, verse 16. If the condemned world, with its civil authorities, begins believing the message of Christ through God's authorities, his ministers, they can be saved. No one but God's authorities would ever preach the entire truth to them. God appointed his authorities from on high. We were not voted in by mere men. We were called, chosen, and appointed by God. God has put so much fear in me by letting me hear His voice, than letting me see, feel, and hear the sounds of the torments of the people in hell, that I fear only God, not the devil, which Christ already defeated around 2,000 years ago. Also the Lord appeared before me while I was wide awake. My eyes were wide open. I saw Jesus. The Lord also gave me many visions, dreams, signs, and wonders. I am a supernaturally saved and chosen vessel of the living God. I come to you as an ambassador from God Himself. I am one of God's higher powers on this earth. I am a minister of the Lord, and I am to warn all of you who are the members of the Roman cult government and media. You are not the higher powers. All of you have told lies in order to be elected by mere humans. I was not elected by mere humans. I was called, chosen, and elected by God. I didn't run for office. I never shook your hand, kissed your babies, or promised you anything in order to be chosen by God. The Almighty, Holy, Eternal, Living God called me, voted for me, and elected me. I've been in office almost 40 years, and no human being can vote me out.
Now 41 years. Then what?
Christ, along with all those of us who follow Christ and preach His word, are hated by the wicked Roman Antichrist authorities in the world. Jesus spoke to His disciples with a message to every disciple of Christ through every age. He said, quote, "If the world, the civil authorities, hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you." John chapter 15, verse 18. God hates your larceny, your assassinations, your turkey shoots, your massacres, your kamikaze attacks, such as those at the World Trade Center, your bombings, your betrayals, your stealth, and all of your evil, sinful wickedness. God hates your carnal weapons of mass destruction, and He hates your carnal, pre-planned satanic wars. He hates your schemes, your desires to rule the world and mankind. He hates your Antichrist and the way you follow Him. He hates your, quote, love of money, which is the root of all evil, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. He hates the spirit of Satan dwelling in those of you who are butchers of humans. He hates the seducing spirits. He hates the satanic spirits dwelling in those of you who are being used to wear out the saints.
Well, I see that our time is up. This is really getting down to the close of this. I thought that possibly we'd be able to finish this piece of literature off. But part 8 will do it for sure. Amen?
Amen.
We only have a bit more. You'll enjoy, like I enjoy Christ, I want you to enjoy Him as well. There's no enjoyment in this world. If you enjoy sin or sinning or the things that sinners do, there's not really any lasting enjoyment. But to enjoy Christ, to enjoy His spirit in you, to know that you're saved and that you're on your way to heaven is the only enjoyment that you'll really get any lasting satisfaction from. The world is not satisfying at all. Well, anyway, until tomorrow, the Lord willing, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.